from Fox News Radio.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio. If you want to celebrate St. Paddy's Day like they do in Ireland, you probably want to choose the modern-day version, because historically, the initial commemorations there were rather somber and sober affairs. In fact, till the 1960s, bars across the country were actually closed for the day.
If you wanted to go to a bar, you would not find one open. There were dog tracks where one could still get a drink on St. Patrick's Day, and apparently it was not uncommon for people who were not normally interested in dog racing to suddenly develop a fascination on St. Patrick's Day.
Mary McGlynn of the English Department at Baruch College, whose specialization is 20th century Irish literature.
Historically, because Ireland was so predominantly a Catholic country, the St. Patrick's Day celebrations were religious celebrations, and the idea was that you would attend Mass and then very quietly with your family have a meal to celebrate, but alcohol was not for sale or consumed in public.
Today, people still do go to church.
Even if they don't normally go to church, they might go St. Patrick's Day to celebrate that tradition. And then, of course, they will wear the shamrock. You can grow shamrock or you can buy it. Okay, so people usually have a shamrock out of their lapel. And there's a thing called drowning the shamrock in Ireland. People would say in Ireland afterwards, well, did you drown the shamrock? Yeah. Well, did you have a great day? Yeah, we did. It was fantastic, yeah. We drowned the shamrock like you couldn't believe.
Tullamore Dew Global Brand Ambassador John Quinn, who's drowned the shamrock in bars all over the world, put on the spot to name a few. In New York City, an especially cool one.
Called Dead Rabbit. It's like one of the most famous bars in the world now because it's one world cocktail bar, etc. And it's only 2 years old. It's a very famous bar for people who follow bars around the world. It's very famous. But there are, look, great bars in New York. In Rio, there's a bar called Bar Baccarenzi, which is a great bar. And not for any other reason except that it's just a great bar. There's another one called Agarota d'Ipanema. And Agarota d'Ipanema is the girl from Ipanema, of course, was written by a guy who was sitting at that bar. And it's a great bar as well. So there are great bars, I mean, different places. If I was to go to Dublin, there are plenty of great bars in Dublin, bars that I really like. There's the Duke, there's the Stag's Head, there's the Exchequer Bar. The Fade Street Social is a great restaurant bar. There's loads of them.
Which is a good thing.
Irish people want to go out and want to celebrate. And also because we'll have a lot of visitors to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. So they'll want to go out as well. And so they want a bar with some good atmosphere. We say good crack. It's an awful word. It's C-R-A-I-C. It's an Irish language word for fun. So when we say good crack in Ireland, we mean good fun.
Quinn giving a breakdown of one of the spirits Ireland is well known for.
In whiskey terms, not to be geeky, because we don't want to be geeky, so to be ordinary about it, there are blended whiskies, there are things called single malts, and there are whiskies called single grains, and there are single pot stills. And that's all interesting because in Ireland we make grain whiskey, malt whiskey, and pot still whiskey. But Ireland is the only country in the world that makes all three. So that's interesting. But largely for whiskey people, they will know blended whiskies and malt whiskies. And maybe if they're a little bit interested in whiskey, they'll know pot still whiskies. Blended whiskies from Scotland, for example, have a blend of grain whiskies and malt whiskies. Blended whiskies from Ireland can have grain and malt, grain and pot still, or in the case of my brand, Tullamore Dew, it's grain and malt and pot still. So it's a triple distilled, but it's also a triple blend whiskey. If I liked a more fruity one, I would tend to choose an Irish whiskey because the Irish whiskies tend to be fresher fruit whiskies. There are some Scotch malts that are actually quite fruity, and they're non-peated malts. I'll give you a couple of examples. One would be Glenfiddich, one would be probably Glenmorangie. They're all kind of fruity, florally malt whiskies from Scotland. But the fresh, fruity whiskies from Ireland, usually because they're triple distilled, it helps. Also, they're not those heavier flavours that you get with peated whiskies.
One of his favourite ways to drink a cocktail.
I like Tullamore Dew with apple juice. Tullamore Dew with freshly squeezed apple juice and a little bit of bitters, Angostura bitters, thrown in there at the top. It's absolutely delicious. It tastes a bit like baked apple pie, but cold.
Quinn, who's fluent in Gaelic, passing on a phrase sure to impress if you can get it down.
Lá Eile Fadhrig.
The translation, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Again.
Lá Eile Fadhrig.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food.